For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. The West Texas desert is blooming. Folks are drawn to places like quiet, gorgeous Tlingua Ranch near Big Bend National Park. But John Sellers, the ranch's property association manager, worries tourists and development are pulling too much from water wells properties depend on.
We're in a precipitous situation. If something happened to this one well, we don't have any alternative to provide water for our property owners and for the whole operation.
Big Bend is the wettest desert in North America, but it's still dry, and the aquifers are draining faster than they recharge. To conserve, Sellers Group is catching more rainwater and just halved each property's water allowance to 1,000 gallons a month. That's less than the average single-family home uses in 4 days.
My goal here is to get to where our use and our recharge is sustainable during periods of drought.
On Colorado's western slope, the lower Dolores River is also running dry, but new legislation could help. Alana Newman has more.
The Dolores River is shrinking, a problem for native fish, the ecosystem, and recreation. Rika Fulton is with the Dolores River Boating Advocates.
Everything's super overallocated, and the Dolores is in a lot of ways a microcosm of the whole Colorado River Basin.
After decades of debate, locals are collaborating at the legislature to make the river a national conservation area, meaning no new dams or extraction of resources. Mike Preston, a water consultant with the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation, says that's taken cooperation by a diverse group of stakeholders.
You couldn't find two more economically and culturally different counties, and yet they became really fast partners in trying to get this legislation done.
But residents acknowledge that conservation alone won't solve the lack of water. I'm Alana Newman.
As a child, filmmaker Ramin Barani traveled rural Appalachia with his father, a doctor treating patients who lacked access to care. A new film airing on PBS next month, If Dreams Were Lightning, shows a crisis in healthcare as when a rural hospital closes. Jason Orens is the film's co-producer.
What is a community if it doesn't have something as essential as a place to go and have your health check?
The film follows two women who travel the back roads in a mobile healthcare clinic bus and find long lines of people waiting for services. Horan says many patients express resignation that basic healthcare is out of reach after seeing generations of family members struggle.
You know, this is just this terrible thing that we all just take for granted that, well, yeah, if you get sick, forget about the idea of giving any money to your children. You know, forget about all these things that you had planned for retirement.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.